Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to LT Foods Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Meet Jain from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to the LT Foods 4Q FY25 post-results earnings call, hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. On the call today, we have the management team being represented by Mr. Ashwani Kumar Arora, MD and CEO, Mr. Sachin Gupta, CFO, Ms. Monika Chawla Jaggia, Chief Corporate Development Officer. We will begin the call with key thoughts from the management team. Thereafter, we will open the floor for Q&A session. I would now like to request the management to share their perspective on the performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Meet. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q4 and financial year 25 earnings conference call. Before we start with the key highlights of the quarter and year-ended 31st March 2025, I would like to highlight that certain statements made or discussed on the conference call today are forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. Result documents are available on the company's website and have also been uploaded on the stock exchange. A transcript of this call will also be made available on the investor section of the company's website. We at LT Foods have built a strong brand by focusing on quality and smart growth. Being a global consumer food company, we put great effort into making better products and ensuring the finest quality, which helps consumers trust us. By expanding globally and building a portfolio of very strong brands, we have become a top choice of many consumers. Our marquee brands, Daawat and Royal, are now well-known for high-quality basmati rice in homes across the world. This has helped us gain significant market shares in India and international markets like the U.S., Europe, and the Middle East. We keep investing in sustainable practices, control our entire value supply chain, and continue to further strengthen our global distribution network. We have significantly expanded our product portfolio to meet the evolving consumer needs. We launched our RTH and RTC meal options, healthy snacks, organic foods and ingredients, and health-focused rice varieties that cater to the modern dietary preferences. Over the past year, we have undertaken major expansion projects in the U.K. and entered into a high-potential market that is Saudi Arabia. We ended the year with a strong quarter, delivering a top-line growth of 8% in Q4 financial year 2025, wherein our revenue reached rupees 2,260 crores from 2,092 crores. This was because of increased sales from our core segment, that is basmati and specialty rice, as well as the organic food and ingredients segment. Gross profit grew by 20%, and the gross profit margin is 370 basis points higher, that is 32.9% to 36.6%, which is attributable to the favorable input prices. EBITDA for Q4 was up by 11% year-on-year basis at rupees 290 crores, and EBITDA margin stood at 12.8%. PBT is up by 6% from 204 crores last year to 216 crores in Q4 financial year 25. PAT for the quarter increased by 7% to 161 crores compared to 150 crores in the previous year. EPS is higher by 8% at 4.62 versus 4.28 in Q4 financial year 24. Cash profit for the quarter was higher by 9%, that is 213 crores. Now coming to our annual performance, our consolidated revenue for the fiscal year financial year 25 increased by 12% to 8,770 crores versus 7,822 crores in financial year 24. This is because of the increased sales across all the segments. Gross profits stood at 3,030 crores, and the gross profit margins expanded by 200 basis points from 32.5% to 34.5%. EBITDA increased by 8% to 1,067 crores compared to 988 crores last year. EBITDA margin was at 12.2%, that is marginally lower by 40 basis points. The profit after tax is higher by 2%, that is 612 crores versus 598 crores last year. The earnings per share is at 17.43, which is up by 2%. and the cash profit increased by 6% to 797 crores versus 750 crores last year. Moving on to the key ratios of our balance sheet, the return on the capital employed stood at 21% in financial year 25 compared to 21.7% in financial year 24. Return on equity stood at 16.8% for financial year 25 compared to 19.2% in financial year 24. The net debt to equity ratio is at 0.2 in financial year 25 versus 0.1 in financial year 24. And the net debt to EBITDA ratio is 0.6 in financial year 25 compared to 0.5 in financial year 24. The current ratio, 1.9, is in, there in the financial year 25. Our net working capital days stand, they stands at 196 days in financial year versus 188 days in financial year 24. Now, I think we can open the floor for the question answers, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Reshan Jain from DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. So I have two questions. First one is with respect to the gross margins. If I look at full year, your gross margin has seen good improvement, almost 33.9%, 180 basis point improvement. And most of it has been visible in quarter four, almost 300 basis point plus increase in gross margins. But when we look at EBITDA margin, it has not actually flown through to EBITDA, just 30 basis point increase. So if you can help in explaining, is there, like last time you mentioned about higher shipping cost and things like that. Is there anything which is sitting in other expenses and not helping the overall improvement in EBITDA margins?
Evening, Resham. To your question, the logistic cost, we have, lost 1.7%. And then we have done the advertising. So I think 0.4% went there. And then there is a, in the UK, we have capitalized the facility. So admin cost has gone up. So this is broadly, the breakup of, where the gross margin has gone.
Okay. I hope that answers. Sir, anything of, yes, sir, this is very clear. Is any, like, these three factors which you mentioned, any of the three factors, are you seeing any reversal in FY26?
So, logistic cost, yes, it has come to normal. Advertising will be this year more because we have, this year heavy spent on the consumer side. So advertising will increase more, but logistic cost will come to the normal.
Understood. So maybe we can maintain or slightly improve margins in FY26 possibly. Is that how one should treat it?
Yeah, that's what we are expecting. Yeah.
Okay, understood. And so the second question is with respect to the acquisition, I think, which you have done. Global Green Group. If you can just give some color on the overall transaction and how can it help anti-food?
It's a canned food business, roughly 40 million. It has a good synergy. I think the detail we will you know, like to open on when definite agreement is signed. So, but you know, it's a good opportunity came to us, and we will tell more about, you know, once this definitive agreement is signed. But good synergies in that, you know. It's a proposed
okay.
to acquire, you know. Today, in the board meeting, we have, you know, proposed to acquire.
Understood. Understood.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll come back in the queue. Thanks.
Sure.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pradyumna Chaudhary from JM Financial Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. First, I just wanted to understand regarding two operational data points. One is why Europe has been so slow for us, 2% growth in Q4. That's one. And second is what would be the freight cost as percentage of revenue for Q4? I have more questions after this.
You want to
so the freight cost as a revenue to sales, na, if you talk about the full year, it is 6.5% of my revenue.
Okay. No, for Q4.
For the Q4, it is 5.8%.
Why has 5.3% you said?
5.8.
Okay. And why has Europe been so slow for us?
So, Europe is not slow. Actually, what has happened now in the Europe, there were two entities, Europe and UK. So, there are two separate entities. Now, the UK operations are being looked by the UK operations as well. So, now, previously, the Europe and UK were getting merged and consolidated. So, that's the reason. Otherwise, it has also grown as per the market.
Consolidated, we have grown.
Yes, consolidated, we have grown.
Yeah.
All right. And another couple of questions. One is... what is the likely impact of if there is any tariff, whatever tariff gets finalized by the US on India? That's one. And the impact of if suppose there's some sort of a recession in US, given the kind of we are in more of a consumer staple kind of a category, so would it really impact us? Usually in the past, what sort of a consumer behavior we've seen in US? That's number one. And second, okay, after this, I'll ask my last question.
No, you wanted to ask second question or should I answer your first question, Pradhan?
Maybe you can just take this up and
ask. As far as US, you know, trend, so there is no impact on the recession, rather, you know, even, you know, in April, you know, we are seeing the good signs. So there is no impact on demand. We will grow. And second thing is your question about the duty impact, you know. So there will be no duty impact as, you know, it has been compensated by our, you know, this year we had a lower material cost. So rather, you know, we will improve the margin this year.
I was trying to understand more from a past behavior point of view. In the past also, whenever US has gone into recession, what sort of customer behavior change we've seen? Do they tend to downtrade? Do they tend to go for cheaper brands?
So what we have seen in history, you know, we have seen 2-3 times we acquired this business in 2008, you know. And there was a recession, you know, in the 2009-10. But, you know, what we have seen in all the times, even in COVID time and all the time, when the recession comes, the home consumption goes up in America, especially in the food side. So, historically, this has happened. You know, we have not seen any negative on the consumption side.
All right. And one question was, how are we really positioned in the U.S. market? Like, are we amongst the lowest price players there? Because, like, from a simple exercise I did, I just went to Amazon.com and I searched for basmati rice on some random U.S. address. And from whatever options seem to be available, Royal brand seemed to be amongst the lowest priced ones. So that's how we position ourselves. If you can just help with that.
Yeah, so Royal hold more than 55% market share. We are number one selling brand both in mainstream as well as in ethnic channel. Regarding price point, you know, there are two price point available. You know, and you know, and you know, the Royal is on the price point you have seen. So there are, you know, other price point, but which sells only very slow. It's only total category ka roughly 5 to 7% hoega. And in that price point, we have a Daawat, we have positioned there, and it's also doing very well.
Okay, so but that understanding is correct, right? That we are amongst the lower priced players in the U.S. market for basmati rice.
There are two price point only, so not lower. So there are two price point, and we are in the range of that price point, which is roughly, you know, $20, 20 LPS.
Yeah, and sometimes it happens, if there might be certain schemes that might be running it, in order to, there are certain times, the platforms runs its own scheme. That why that might be the case at your time when you might be seeing the price, it might be low. Otherwise, we are priced at a premium itself in the most of the markets.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Harsh Shah from Bandhan AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening. I just have two questions. First is that just to clarify on the last question, you guys mentioned that in case of any tariffs, we will not be taking any price increase. It will be subsumed by the lower RM price, right?
So as I said, you know, it has been compulsory.
Currently, they have 10% base tariff. If that remains, basically, we will not take any price hike, and it will be off, more than offset by the lower RM prices.
So that's right, you know, it is offset by the lower RM cost, you know.
Got it. And secondly, when we look at the standalone numbers, it's a flat kind of a growth, it's flattish number, revenue number this quarter. So that basically 8% India revenue growth is offset by lower pricing. India volume growth.
So yes, you are right. What in India, na, our last, if you look at the previous numbers as well, na, our third quarter in India is highest. Because there are certain in the West, we have a Bharti scheme and other schemes that goes on. That's why in the third quarter, generally in India, it is the highest. So that's why you are seeing that in India itself, there is a degrowth of almost 9% on the quarter-on-quarter basis.
So if you
I'm talking why if you look at the standalone business, it is flat, right?
Y on Y it is flat. So Y on Y, yes, you are right. So it is basically because of the price here itself. So price reduction is taking it.
So if you ask, overall we have grown by value term 9 and volume 10 now.
So yes.
Yeah.
That is for the consolidated business.
Correct.
No, India, you are.
In India, if you look at the India business as such, na, India business, we have in the volume terms, we have grown by 12%. Whereas in case of the value growth in India, it is 13.5%.
Only the basmati rice segment,
Yes.
In India.
Yes. Yes.
What is the volume and value growth in fourth quarter?
In the fourth quarter, if you talk about the fourth quarter itself, on the Y-on-Y basis, volume has increased by 15%. The value growth is 7%. So there is the realization has decreased by 6.5%.
Okay. And how do you see this because of this, lower paddy prices? How do you see FY26 panning out for us? Both if you could give us a sense in terms of India business and, overall at consolidated level, what's the kind of volume growth and resultant value growth which you expect in FY26?
So volume growth is roughly overall, the consolidated we are expecting 7%.
Okay.
So console level, consolidated, that's the volume we are expecting this year. We are expecting, full year with the integration of the balance 49, we are expecting the revenue to be 10,000 crore.
Okay. And if you could split between volume and value, let's say organic business. I mean, organic as in organic ex of
the
integration.
No, this is a console, of all three vertical, which is specialty rice, organic and, you meant to say organically?
Organically, yes, ex of the integration.
Yeah. So roughly, because there is a value degrowth, so almost same, same value, but volume growth will be there.
Same value, I think same like FY25, basically.
Yeah. But there will be volume growth of...
There will be volume growth of almost 9 to 10% of volume that will happen.
Right. Okay. Thank you. And sorry, just one more question. Do we source anything from Pakistan for our Middle East business?
In the last year we sourced from Pakistan, but this year, we don't have any position from Pakistan. It's all sourced from India. But last 2-3 years we were sourcing from Pakistan.
What was the proportion of that? Let's say of overall procurement.
Sorry?
What was the proportion of sourcing?
No, that means we do roughly 700,000 tons. Pakistan, we only 30. So 4 to 5%.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Abhilash Bhandari from Vasuki India Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, so I have two questions. The first one is, so now the Indus-Sylhet treaty has been cancelled. So what will be the impact on Pakistan's basmati rice production and India's share in India's market share in the world for basmati rice? And the second one is, what will be the impact of UK FTA if the tariffs are reduced or anything for our supply in Europe?
So answering your first question, that we don't do, India doesn't do business with Pakistan. It's our Europe subsidiary which used to buy from Pakistan. So there is no any treaty impact. So although in this year, as I said earlier, that we are not buying. So India was more competitive. So this year we bought only from India, and that's what we are expecting next year also. We will most probably buy from India only. So on the UK treaty, there is no negative impact on us. So it is same, as on the brown rice, there was a zero duty this year also. There's no change in that.
So what about ready-to-cook segment?
So ready-to-cook segment, what you wanted to ask? Hello.
Would we have any impact, any benefit on the ready-to-cook segment if UK agreement takes
place? No, in UK we don't do any ready-to-eat. Ready-to-eat is more US and India-centric business. So it doesn't have. So no, we are not doing any business with UK on ready-to-eat.
Okay, so answer one last question. What will be the impact of Pakistan's impact on Pakistan's production of rice due to the Indus Valley Treaty?
That is too early to assess. But in the coming months, we will be able to know the impact. You know.
So it will happen.
In the first week of July or midweek of July, only able to we will be able to know, but I don't think there will be any impact here.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Damodaran Kutty from Acutus Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Just two questions from my side. One is on the Golden Star business. So can you give some outlook on the margins there, given the margins, I think from your last call, you had said that margins were impacted because of the freight cost and margins have had almost halved. So for FY26, what is the outlook on margins and growth there and the impact of tariffs on sourcing there in that business? Because I believe you source from Thailand. And that has, at least by initial reports, they were quoting a 46% tariff there. So will it change our competitiveness in terms of sourcing? That's on the Golden Star business. And on the other question on CapEx, including, so you have the option of buying out the 50% stake, including that, what will be the CapEx outlay for this year? Yeah, those are the two questions.
Second question Sachin will take. So first question on the Golden Star, we source jasmine rice under the Golden Star brand. So there is a specific community which consume this rice, so they are very loyal. So we don't see any impact on the demand side. Regarding the impact of the duty, as you know, I just said that, 10% there is a duty and we have passed on to the, the customer. So we have yet to see any impact on the demand side. But we expect that, there will be no impact here.
Okay, so if I get you correctly, you're saying you already passed on the 10% impact, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, great. And on the freight cost bit, if you can answer.
Freight cost this year is a normal, is back to normal. So, yeah. Because last year only in between the disruption came and we were not able to pass on. But this year it has been normal and it's all in control.
Okay, so you should expect margins to revert back to their normal state.
Yeah, that's what we are expecting, that the margin will improve.
Sure. Great. Thanks. And if you can answer on the CapEx. And
so as regarding the CapEx this year, what we have is almost a 340 crores of CapEx that will be there. And that that will be majorly in the warehousing facilities and the RTS facility. In the US, that will be there as regarding the CapEx this year in 25-26.
Okay, you said warehousing and RTS in the US facility.
RTS in the US.
Okay, 640. So this doesn't include the stake buyout that you have, the option to exercise?
That will be a separate one.
Okay, got it. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Meet Jain from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. The first question is regarding the falling prices of Basmati. So, is this because of the better output in the Indian market, correct?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
So, like we are seeing a falling realization for FY26 in the Indian market. This is due to better output, what we are seeing in the domestic Basmati production. And do we see similar kind of price fall in other geographies wherever we are present in?
You know, so there will be impact of, you know, net of impact in US and India. I don't think there will be any impact on the other part of the world, you know.
Okay. So what can be our margin trajectory going ahead? Are we expecting a stable kind of margin for FY26 as well?
Yeah, we are targeting, you know, in the range of 13% EBITDA margin.
13%. Okay. Second thing was on the logistic rate. Earlier we mentioned that we will be expecting similar kind of logistic cost for our 1Q FY26 quarter as well. So is this are we on that stance or are we seeing better normalized than in 1Q as well?
So the freight rate is normalized now.
So we can see a better margins in 1Q.
So that's what I said. You know, we are targeting in the range of 13 EBITDA margin.
So Meet, as Ashwiniji has earlier told, so we will be investing more on the brand. So yes, okay. the logistic cost is, as it is softening up, but our investments in the brand our brand will be increasing in this year.
Correct. On the similar logistics cost, are we seeing from the Thailand also for a Golden Star business? Normalization in that look, in that geo also?
The freight cost globally is normalized now.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'll get back with you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Amit Doshi from Care Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead. Amit, are you there? Amit, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Yeah, I'm saying that the logistic cost has been normalized is what we are saying. If I have to just put it in numbers, last year you mentioned 6.5% of sales was our logistic cost. So what is the likelihood of that percentage this year, FY26?
So if you flip back our quarter four numbers, our logistic cost as a percentage to revenue is 5.8%. So that's what one or two percentage downwards. So that's the normal logistic cost.
Okay. Understood. And in terms of this global green company proposed acquisition, while I understand that it is still a proposed acquisition, just wanted to understand your thought process in terms of, you know, this funding of around 600 to 800 crore that is projected, and you know, what kind of likely margin of that products of that company?
First of all, you know, it's a value is around 24 million. So it's not 600 crore. It's only in terms of rupees, it's a around 200 crore. Partly, you know, we will roughly what we are proposing is 6-7 million we will put equity, rest will be, you know, through borrowing. And going forward with the synergy in sales and you know, we are planning to put the rice factory in East Europe also, because to service the rest of the part of the Europe. So all in the coming years we are expecting the return on equity in the range of 20s. It's a canned food business.
So I don't know, in the press release it is mentioned Euro 6 million cash consideration.
Yeah, 6 million is the equity and rest, you know, the company holds borrowing, so that, you know, we will acquire that company, the borrowing will also come.
Okay, okay, okay. And sir, margin of the company, the margin profile of these products?
So, on the margins, you know, the EBITDA margins is in the range of, you know, 6 to 7%, but with the synergies, we are expecting to improve, you know.
Understand, understand. Okay, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to take questions from all participants in the conference, please restrict yourself to only 2 questions per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we request you to rejoin the queue. We have our next question from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question again. So, 2 questions. First is on the inventory. I could see that compared to last year, your inventory is higher by 25% in value terms. I think that possibly the volume increase will be slightly higher than 25%, given that prices have come down, the procurement prices. So I was just trying to understand, given that you mentioned that 9 to 10% volume growth is what we are expecting for the full year, is that more conservative, given that your procurement has been quite good?
You know, Rishmi, as you said rightly, one is, you know, the inventory gone up because of the volume growth. And the second, the prices was, you know, was very in favor of us. Normally, you know, we keep as a policy, you know, partly we buy in procurement and partly we buy in off-season. But this year we thought, you know, it's a very attractive price. So we bought, you know, more inventory than regularly we buy. And of course, you know, we are a little optimistic also. As the this year the prices are good, so we are expecting that, you know, we will have a better growth than the projected, you know.
Okay, understood. And do you mean that you bought more paddy than rice this time?
Yes, yes, more paddy.
Okay, so conversion margin will also be slightly better than usual.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Understood, understood. So the second question is on the overall balance sheet. I think you have managed it very well and you have received, I think, 250 odd crores from insurance in April. And you are carrying a very high inventory. So by September, do you expect the overall net debt situation would be almost like closer to zero, because you will not buy incremental inventory in the next 6 months? You will keep consummating that inventory, and at the same time you have received this 250 crore additional money as well. So how should one think about the net debt situation going forward?
So Resham, you are right in that sense. So in India, our net debt position will be positive. So we won't be having any kind of debt impact in the month of from July end onwards. So our cash position and the net debt basis, we will be positive. The debt requirement will be in the case of the European entity. So apart from that, there will be no debt in the Indian or the US entity.
So India and US will be completely debt free. Yeah.
And there will be in India, there will be surplus cash will be available.
Okay, I understood. Okay, thanks. All the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Devesh Kasliwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, on the Indus Water Treaty, so I'll just frame the question a little bit better over here. So if at all India stops water and this continues and becomes structural, so do you think output from Pakistan to Middle East will go down and that can increase our opportunity in the Middle East region, where we are right now focusing on as well on a structurally longer term basis?
This is all political thing, you know, we can't have, but Pakistan is not a, at the moment, you know, is a big player to Middle East. Pakistan, right, India, like in export roughly this year, we will be around 6 million tons. And Pakistan is not even 700,000 tons. So I don't think, you know, with this Indus, we will have any impact from Pakistan. And the Basmati, even in grown in the Punjab, so they have, you know, the other sources of water also, which is groundwater. So it's all, you know, mm-hmm. all estimate, but not going to change any position, you know, to our thinking, you know.
Okay. Okay.
Not
okay.
Much.
Thank you so much.
It's not a big factor to
just want to continue that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, can you give me the volume figures? Means India tonnage, US tonnage, and Europe tonnage, and value for each for the quarter and year?
So you can write it to our IR team and they will provide you with the relevant data.
But every time, means last two, three calls, means I have raised this and you, I think on one of the occasions you have promised it to be part of the presentation. So why don't you give it in on this call?
Sometimes, you know, for a competitive reason, you know, sometimes for the competitive reason, you know, we don't want to have this on, but as last call also we said, if you will write, you know, to the IR, we'll definitely get into that. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, this acquisition, so all the due to this acquisition, all the revenue will be consolidated for this full year.
You know, yeah, as we have proposed, if acquired, you know, will be consolidated.
Yes. So the remaining part of the year, the remaining, after the acquisition, the remaining part of the year, the revenue will be consolidated.
So what was the revenue of that entity last year?
It was a 40 million revenue last year, the last calendar year.
40 million.
40 million euros.
So 40 million euros. So that will be consolidated only after that transaction is completed, right? For the remainder part of this year.
Yes.
And sir, don't you think we are stagnating since last 1 year? There is hardly any profit growth. In spite of volume and revenue growth, we are not able to translate into the profitability at the net level. So, means are we facing any competitive intensity or are we investing in the brand? Means how should one look at the...
Definitely we are, you know, improving our margin. If you see, you know, from ROCE perspective, you know, we have moved from 14 to 21 on the, you know, the PAT level, you know, we have grown in the 5 years from roughly 350 to 600 crores. So we have done very well. As far as if you're talking about the, you know, the percentage margin, that's also moving, but the mix is also changing, you know. So like, you know, some business has a, you know, lower working capital requirement, they have that kind of margin. We have built a very, very high quality business which is generating, you know, the free cash flow, higher ROCE, growing. So all factors are, we are very, you know, happy with the way we are growing.
And so lastly, over 5 years...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Vipul.
One last point in the continuation of that last point only, if you allow.
Sure.
Yes, so sir, over last 5 years, what type of market share gain we have in India?
So I don't have, but I think we have moved from 21 to 27.
21 to 27?
Yeah, so we have doubled our business in India in the last 5 years.
No, I'm talking about market share, sir.
So that's what, you know, I'm saying that, you know, 21 to 27, yeah. That's the market share we have improved on.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Lavita Lasrado from Mary Assets. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
So can you talk about more on the partnership, after the partnership with Salix, how is our Saudi business progressing? How is the margin profile in this region? Are we going to benefit down the line?
It's progressing well. It's progressing well, you know. We are doing as per our plan. Progressing well.
Can you talk about, can you talk more on the margin profile? Like, is it going to... Is it going to help down the line in terms of increasing our margins? Considering the product profile that we have in this country?
You know, this, you know, in the coming 25, 26, you know, our revenue will be more than 10,000 crore. And at the moment, you know, Saudi is contributing only 55 crore rupees. So, you know, it will take some year to, you know, make the impact on the bottom line and top line. But we are positive. We are, you know, doing business as per plan in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, thank you. So I have a second question. Can you give me channel-wise contribution in India? The current...
Right now we don't have this moment, but you can write to IR.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Tom from GOG. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I would like to know about the tariffs imposed by US. Like, what is the rate and when will it be applicable? Could you throw some color on it? And another question is, how are we going to pass on it to the customers? Like, yeah, that's my question.
So, you know, now it's a 10% tariff, you know, we have already implemented the price hike, whatever the price adjustment. So it is in effect. I hope that answered your question or something I left you.
Yeah, passing on how is the accounting of done? Like, will it be part of the other expense and revenue?
So it is a procurement cost. If you talk about, it is the cost of procuring that material in the US. So it will be the cost of goods sold in that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Hitesh Goel from Hitesh Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question, sir. I have two questions. First, on the RM part, right? So most of the procurement benefits have come through in this quarter, right? Because you've already procured for the full year. Basically, you said that right now you said that you will not pass on the tariff impact in US.
and you'll absorb it through the RM cost decline. Now you are saying you have already passed on. Can you please clarify this again?
Adjusted. I corrected myself. I said, you know, it has been adjusted.
So basically the impact is yet to come, right? I mean, in next quarter, the gross margin will deteriorate because you basically you the raw material cost benefit has already come through, but the duty impact will come from the next quarter, right?
Not really, not really. As you know, na, this is a basmati and you require the aging. So the whatever has been procured in this season will come into effect from the second quarter or third quarter itself. So in this quarter or the previous quarter, we have a crop that was for the last year. So that kind of
basically there are more procurement benefits can will be coming through as the newer inventory gets used up. Right?
Yes. So that's what Ashwini ji previously told her, ki in the second or third quarter, our impact of the GP margins will further, there will be improvement, there will be margin increase in the EBITDA as well.
And sir, on the other expenses, basically, first is obviously this freight cost, you had said there's a 2% increase which has happened from the low, you know, in last 1 year, 1.5 years, there's been 2% increase as a percent of sales, right? Now you're saying it's almost done. It is almost done and we've already realized only 100 pips. This is now new normal. We'll not get more 100.
Yes. So that's what we are expecting. Yeah. So currently what we are seeing, that is the new normal of 100%, 1% increase, decrease from the hike that was there.
Okay. And my final question on advertising, I'm not able to understand, sir, your market share is quite high in India as well as in US. So why are we always, and our advertising and spends are also higher than our competitors. So why are we spending so much on advertising?
First of all, you know, both the markets are growing in the double digit. And, you know, if you wanted to grow, so then you have to keep invest behind the brand. That's what you know.
But sir, this year anyway, the demand is quite strong, right? Because prices have come down. So why are we spending more on advertising expenses?
If we all understand consumer business, you have to keep investing behind the brand every year. You know, if you wanted to acquire new consumer, if you wanted to sustain the, you know, in this competitive world. Whereas, you know, the category, you know, is also spending money. So in competition, if you see, you know, it's roughly 250 to 300 crore is being spent on the category alone in India. And, you know, we are spending and now we have the new consumer proposition, which, you know, is jab aap koi kasar nahi chhodte ho, to tab usko daawat kehte hain. And that has been, you know, delivered by Mr. Khan, Shah Rukh Khan. And doing very well, you know, it's very impactful and we are quite confident that, you know, that will bring the market share gain and the new consumer and the new growth. So India in the coming, which I can tell that in the coming 5 years also, what we are expecting that, you know, India will keep growing 10 to 15% in this category. And
okay. No problem, sir. Thank you and all the best. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Abhilash Bhandari from Vasuki India Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So I have just one more question. What is the revenue share of jasmine rice in the top line? Because it's not mentioned in PPT.
The Jasmine, the Golden Star revenue is not getting consolidated. It is a JV. It is just the profit from the JV that is getting consolidated.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nandita from Marcellus Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to ask what exactly has come into the other income part of the profit and loss statement this time in Q4. It has gone up from roughly around 13 crores to 30 crores. So wanted to just understand what actually happened over there.
So in this, na, Nandita, the major portion is the exchange fluctuation profit that we have earned. And secondly, yes, so we were charging certain portion from Golden Star. So there is the income from the Golden Star as well. So that is there. The Golden Star revenue is quite good in the fourth quarter. So that has resulted in an increase in the other income.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this would be the last question for today, and I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you so much for joining, and look forward to see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.